Labs was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning, November the 8th, 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, and how are you? I hope everything's good. It's Friday. Yes, thank goodness it's Friday. And I'm here, of course, with Savannah. Savannah.
Good morning.
Do we have weather?
We do have weather.
Do we have weather today?
Yes. Well, right now it is 48 degrees. It's going to be a high of 70 degrees, mostly sunny, and a low of 49. Saturday is going to be a high of 71, low of 49. And Sunday is going to be a high of 70 and a low of 49.
Okay. And weather's always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793.
You know what? Locally owned, locally operated. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's getting cold, my friends. Okay, hey, look, let's check out our friends here in our Wells Fargo with Carolyn Cooks. Good morning, Carolyn, our newest addition.
Hi, Carl. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
We're fine. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you.
How's the job?
It's great. Going wonderfully.
Great. What's happening today?
Well, this morning the Dow Jones is up 4 points at 15,596. The S&P 500 up 2 points at 1749, and the NASDAQ is up 20 points at 3877. Active stocks today, Santoris up $8.75 at $31.97, Groupon up 15 cents at $9.65, and Bank of America is up 14 cents at $13.94. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is trading flat at $18.85. Pepsi is down 84 cents at $84.46. Looking at the bond market, the 30-year bond is yielding 3.821, and the 10-year bond is yielding 2.740. Gold is down $24.80 at $12.84. Silver is down 28 cents at $21.37, and oil is up 21 cents at $94.41. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 243-7561, because they obviously are keeping track of what's happening on Wall Street, something that we just probably don't do every day. Or check out their offices. Head on down, visit them on Park Marina Drive. Again, our Wells Fargo Advisors. You know, we're going to take a quick break. Today, we've got a busy day today. Very, very busy. We have, of course, our pet of the week. We have veterans issues. We have businesses coming in, a couple businesses, and we have Bill on the line. So, hey, you want to start with Bill? Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Colonel. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Mistletoe School is having their annual veterans salute today, and it starts at 9 o'clock for all veterans. Plus, they put on a luncheon, and those kids put on a beautiful show for the veterans and honoring them. So I just wanted to pass that on.
Okay, and where's that at? And where's that at? And when does it start again?
Mistletoe School on, Mistletoe.
Oh, Mistletoe. Okay, and
that's at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. for veterans. This is a veterans, kind of a veterans appreciation day today.
And they put on a great program.
That's super. Okay, let's get people out there today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. And let's have a great Veterans Day weekend here.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBott, KCNR, 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott.
And I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here. Join us this week on KCNR 1460's Friday Night Football as the West Valley Eagles host the Corning Cardinals with the Northern Athletic League title on the line. Pre-game show built by Muse Concrete starts at 7:05 live from the pasture in Cottonwood with kickoff at 7:30. The West Valley Eagles and the Corning Cardinals on the North State's radio home for high school football. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. Hey, we try to talk about what you're thinking about. But as usual, on our Fridays at this time at 7:13 in the morning, we have Spencer and our Pet of the Week from Haven Humane.
Good morning.
So talk to me about this beauty.
I brought the best dog that we have at our shelter right now. I brought little Shirley with me. Laverne is still at the shelter. Shirley is a 5-year-old Chihuahua mix, tan in color, maybe 6 to 7 pounds. Sweetest little Chihuahua you'll ever meet. Most people, when they think of a Chihuahua, they think of the little neurotic, shaky, little yippy dogs. And, this dog, she's a little shaky because it's a little chilly outside, but I have still yet to hear her make a peep yet this morning. Just a great little dog.
I saw she was really eager when you were having your sandwich this morning.
She was
right there with you.
She was standing right there. She loves bacon. Found that out this morning. Absolutely loves bacon.
Is there anything that doesn't go well with bacon?
Not really.
I mean, really, you think about it. What doesn't go good with bacon?
I can't think of anything.
Licorice goes good with bacon. You can wrap bacon around anything and people will eat it. Okay. Well, she is a cutie and she's quiet and this is the kind of dog. What's she rated for?
We have her, believe it or not, rated for kids 5 and older. That is just about the best rating I've ever seen an adult Chihuahua get at our shelter. That alone should say something about her personality. I mean, to place a 5-year-old Chihuahua, feel comfortable placing it with kids 5 and older, I mean, that's amazing.
Well, she is obviously very quiet and such a sweet face. Savannah, is this another one you would take home if you could?
Definitely. This is a cute dog. It's so chill.
Yeah. So chill. Yeah. her emotions are in the low state. Huh? No, she is really cute. Okay. So how do we get a hold of Shirley?
They could come by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
What's Laverne look like?
Laverne is a Chihuahua as well, but Laverne is a tan color. I mean, more of a red color. Shirley here is really tan.
She's a light tan color. It's a very pretty color. So her mate, Laverne, not her mate, but the one that you two hang around together, obviously, is a darker one. You can take both of them home, huh?
Absolutely. We might even give you a deal if you take both.
You take both, Laverne and Shirley.
And we might catch you a deal.
Okay. You know what? Spencer, we really appreciate you coming in here and doing this. I know we've got like 100%.
We do.
On adopting. Did the rabbit go?
The rabbit did go.
Rabbit went the same day. What about the one from last week? Brogan or Grogan? Brogan. The one that could leap from the floor up into your chest.
Brogan, my little buddy. He actually, I'm the rescue coordinator at the shelter, which means I network dogs to different no-kill facilities. Yeah. And, Brogan is actually now waiting for his new home up in Southern Oregon at the Humane Society up there. They came down and they were gracious enough to pull, I think they took 13 dogs from us. Brogan was one of those dogs that they took, and so now he's got an even better chance up there.
Super. Great. He was a good dog, too. Okay. Thanks a lot. We appreciate this.
Thanks for having us.
You bet.
We appreciate it, too.
Okay. All right. Today we're going to be talking some veterans events. We have some businesses. Mark Beecham is going to come in at 8 o'clock. And Mark has a somewhat of a caustic wit when you talk about doing different things, on a variety of subjects. He and I don't always agree on subjects, but that's, it's not unusual. If you have, if you got any intellect at all, most of the time you will disagree with people that have intellect, I would imagine. I'm not saying mine's the highest, but it's a, I read, and if there are more than two syllable words, I can usually get it. Okay, what's happening? It's Veterans Day weekend. So, of course, we have the Veterans Day parade tomorrow in the city of Shasta Lake, and I believe that starts at 10 o'clock. There's different places that are going to be giving lunches away and dinners away. We'll try and get all of those out. November 9th, which is tomorrow at 10 o'clock, the Veterans Day Parade in Shasta Dam Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And, of course, that's got, we'll have over 100 entries in that. Bands, mounted units, it's going to have, it's just going to have a great time out there. On Veterans Day, Cattlemen's and Famous Dave's and Marine Calendars and other restaurants in the area are providing free meals to all vets. Just have proof that you're a vet, which is not difficult to have. On Veterans Day, of course, the Northern California Veterans Cemetery Veterans Day observance will be at 10:55 in the morning at the Veterans Cemetery. It's a beautiful ceremony. We're going to do the show here from 7 to 9 and then pop on the Harley and blow out there. It's a great, great ceremony. And please, going out, they have a flyover, they have band. The speakers are talking about things that of honor and duty and fidelity to country. And there's going to be a lot of other activities. As you heard today at the Mistletoe School, starting at 9 o'clock, they're going to have programs that honor veterans. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hi, this is Michael from Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center. Now is your chance to get the performance and quality of a Rakar vacuum for as little as $199. But don't be fooled. These powerful vacuums do much more than save you money. A Rakar vacuum easily removes the deep down dirt that causes your carpet to wear prematurely. And with their quality construction, Rakar is good for the environment. Many of your neighbors will have added two or three vacuums to the landfill while your Rakar is still working hard. Hurry into Hokama Sewing and Vacuum Center, located at 2736 Pichelli Lane in Reading.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free bakery mixes. If you're new to gluten-free or it's been your lifestyle for years, we're here to help. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, and muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes. Let us help bring joy to your kitchen this season. Find us locally at Orchard Nutrition, Tops Market, or Kent's Meat, or online at AmazingFoodsForLife.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You can tell it's Friday. Savannah's here. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda. By Linda's on assignment. It's Friday. She had her show last night on Linda's on the spot with Linda Bott. Music and a bunch of other things that were going on.
It was a good show.
It was a good show. Some more things are happening, of course, on Veterans Day. We'll be here on Veterans Day thanking our veterans and having veterans in here that day as we talk about it. But we have Eddie McAllister in here, who is a mainstay of our community, but also of our veteran community. But, Eddie does so many other things. Organized the, 50th anniversary of the Martin Luther King speech. I have a dream, and that was a huge day for everybody.
Yeah. Great day.
And today, though, you're going to talk about Veterans Day Tip a Vet. That's going to be on Monday at from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tell us about that, Eddie.
That's a big stretch. But hey, I just you say I'm a mainstay. I'm just trying to keep up with you, Carl. I last time I saw you, out at the Stand Down, and then I saw you yesterday out at the Cornerstone Bank out there outside with no hat on. I said, man, put a hat on. It was cold out there yesterday. Out there sitting by itself raising money for the vets for the robber bus passes.
We had a lot of people come by. You know what? We had some great people, and I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm going to talk about it later. Some of the people here, you know, like artistic, you know, wall design, Dennis, you know, he comes in with two checks, one for Rees Across America. And these are substantial checks, one for Rees Across America and one for the robber. D.C. Carroll from, you know, Cypress Square Barbershop came in with a, you know, he stops off, doesn't want to say anything, but he also dropped off a substantial check. Of course, our friends from, Shasta Propane Gas are, you know, came in with that, with, you know, hand you a $100 bill to help the veterans. Many, many others. But one gentleman comes in, an older gentleman, just found a job. And he has to be in his late 60s or maybe early 70s, found a job working, and he brought in three rolls of quarters. Oh, you know, you know what? That is just outstanding.
Yeah.
So anyway, I know you've got some things going too. So
yeah, you know,
tip a vet. That looks good.
Tip a vet. Yeah. But you know, Veterans Day is very busy this year. You know, tip a vet, and also Saturday the Veterans Parade.
Veterans Parade.
Where we? I know. I was going to say I would not have known about that program unless I saw it on Channel 7 News. I saw it early that morning. I said, oh, the robber bus pass.
Oh, really?
Yeah, can't keep up with you. Can't keep up with all this stuff going on.
A lot of things going on.
The veterans community,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, just like the senior community, the veterans community is very,
very active.
Active, you know, I get, which are most of the
veterans. We should organize them.
Seniors.
Yeah, we should organize them.
Yeah.
If you don't want the veterans and the seniors ever organized, they would own the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
let's
anyway,
talk about Tip of Vet.
Tip of Vet. Famous Dave's came to us, Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357, said they wanted to do a program on Veterans Day. We said, exactly, we would love to do that. This is primarily to raise, primarily to is to honor vets and thank them for their service with a two-meat salute, free two-meat salute. The word free is kind of hidden in there, but I want to make sure that the word free is out there for offer for veterans, but also it's a fundraiser for our Vietnam Veterans Monument. And this is going to be from 11 to 10, so that's quite a stretch.
Yeah,
that.
11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah.
And you just go there. You are they're offering a two-meat salute. And
mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly – oh, two different meats from your choice of St. Louis-style spare ribs, sausage, chopped pork, mm-hmm. brisket, tenders, everything. It's everything. You get a choice of those, and it's free. But I think you have to have proof.
Yeah, they want you to bring some type of proof.
Some type of proof that you're a veteran, either an ID, retired ID. You could probably get something that that from Shasta County Veteran Service Office. If you haven't got maybe too late now, or a 214, something that shows that you're a veteran,
or an organization that you belong to, AMVETS,
VFW,
VBA,
yeah,
submarine group, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many of them. MOA,
yeah.
Okay.
Oh
and,
yeah.
But what that does, and that's free. But then they encourage people to drop a tip.
Yes.
Off there. So your meal's free, but give your tip to the Northern Cali, mm-hmm. to the Vietnam Veterans Monument. That's going to be put up out at the, at IGO, at the cemetery there.
Yeah. So that's a great, great program. We really enjoy doing promotion for that. You know, being a thank you for, having us on this show. Also, Claudia Licata, she is now the, a catering manager or promoter that she's been doing some promotion also. This is going to be a fun day at the parade tomorrow. We have the little, Famous Dave's vehicle that's going to be with us in the parade, and I understand Wilbur the Pig is going to be there.
Well,
Wilbur
the
Pig. I'm excited about meeting Wilbur.
Wilbur the Pig. Are you, at the end of it, do y'all like cook Wilbur?
No.
Wilbur doesn't get
Wilbur
cooked.
Wilbur doesn't get cooked. He's a protected class, just like the Eagles. Yeah, I don't
Wilbur
know.
Not, Wilbur
we might
the
not
pig.
Say like the Eagles. The Eagles are really protected.
That's right.
But
okay.
It's exciting to have a local business like so many other local businesses come together and have a special
there's
program.
There's a lot of things happening. Now, Famous Dave's, of course, is a chain.
Yes.
But you have local people here running it and the whole thing. So, and they've come out with a couple of things, Famous Dave's has.
Yeah.
And, so we want to give them a salute because they are providing this meal. And okay, everybody, you can go down to, on Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. Yep.
After you come back from the ceremony.
Right.
That's up at IGO. It starts at 10.
Yeah. Okay.
After the ceremony, you come back down, you go into a Famous Dave's, you get a two meat salute dinner, lunch of, I mean, or dinner, whatever you want. I mean, it's got everything you could possibly want, and it has, and then at the end of it, it's free, but then you can, give a tip. That's the whole thing. Just drop off a tip, $4 or $5, whatever.
Right.
Give a tip. And all this goes to help build that Vietnam Veterans Monument, which is absolutely beautiful, by the way. I have drawings, I have paintings of it in my office.
You bid for those.
Yeah, Linda and I, bid against each other to get that.
That was exciting.
Yeah, that was exciting. Yeah, everybody else thought that was humorous.
Yeah. bid against each other. Hanging in the same place.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Eddie, thanks a lot.
I appreciate it.
We will talk about this again on, today, but again on Monday
yeah.
morning,
because
we're going to be here Monday morning on Veterans Day.
That's great.
My crew, so we can try to say thank you to all our veterans out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
All right. Yeah. We'll have some display from the Historical Association. These, in other words, the helicopter guys. You know?
Oh yeah.
They'll be at
They're
the cemetery
guys.
With the helicopter.
They're great guys.
they would love to bring the helicopter down to Famous Dave's. There's no parking space for that.
Yeah.
So they're going to have their
hopefully there'll be thousands of veterans that come in and Famous Dave's, you know, collects a whole bunch of money for the monument.
Yeah. Once again, somewhere else.
And if you can't make it, but you still want to give money to the monument, how do you do that?
Yeah, well, you can contact me, Eddie McAllister, at 530-524-7504, or you can send the donations to Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357, P.O. Box 4021, Redding, California, 96099. Makes checks payable to VVA Chapter 357.
So you don't have to be there. You can still give $1, $2, $3, whatever.
Do I have time to repeat that again?
Sure.
Okay. Send donations to Vietnam Veterans of America, Chapter 357, P.O. Box 4021, Reading 96099, or call me, Eddie McAllister, at 530-524-7504.
Thanks a lot, Eddie.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you this weekend,
I'm sure,
several times.
Yeah, I'll see you at Mistletoe.
I don't know about Mistletoe, but for sure on Monday.
All right.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media, UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want, a fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hey, you have a firearm in your home and a family is not properly trained in the safe use, storage, and transportation of that deadly tool? Contact NorCal Firearms today on the web at norcalify.com or by phone at 999-1822 to schedule your 4-hour firearm safety training. One low price covers all your family members, and training includes live fire using your firearm or one of ours. This is Ted Leidy reminding you that taking the mystery out of the firearm is the key to safe storage in a home with children.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
For alcoholics and drug addicts, there's really only one battle in life. It's the battle to surrender. And once that's over, recovery begins. Rarely is this ever done alone, but there's help at Empire Recovery Center. Getting real lives back since 1971 and serving 9 counties, Empire has residential care, detox, and outpatient services both here and in Shasta Lake. Empire Recovery, 1237 California Street in Reading. 243-7470. That's 243-7470.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning, my friends. It's Friday, 7:34 in the morning. You know, it's a great day. You know, what's the weather going to be like today? Tell me again. I want the weather.
Right now, it is 48, going to be a high of 70 and a low of 49. tomorrow is going to be a high of 71, low of 49, and then Sunday is going to be a high of 70 and a low of 49.
Do we see any rain? How about for Monday? Does it say anything about Monday on rain or anything?
You know, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, there's going to be a slight chance of showers.
Okay.
Yep, but not this weekend.
Okay, and the weather's always brought to you by
Shasta Gas Propane, and you can give them a call at 365-3793.
They are our customers are warm friends. I like it, you know, good people. Donated a lot of money to the RABA cause. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting colder. It's 48 degrees. It's not going to get any warmer for the next few months. Give Martin and his people a call at 221-2642. Come on out there. Check out your heating system. Check out the ducts. Check out everything. Clean the filters. Get yourself ready. Because I tell you what, it'll save you electricity. And electricity is going to be a huge topic here in the near future, among, well, some other things that have to do with raising the rates on our utilities. One of the ways of saving money is to have Alliance Heating and Air come by and check out your systems there. Give them a call again, 221-2642, or check out homecomfort.org. Trans fats, you're pretty healthy. Savannah, I mean, you are. You're very healthy.
Yeah, I think I'm healthy.
The big headline in the paper today, and I was reading about it yesterday, also was they're going to ban trans fats off the menus. The FDA is going to do that.
That's good.
Well, okay. It's good because from what I understand, trans fats have the tendency to block your arteries and cause a lot of health problems.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's not something they're going to say, like, we're going to do it at the end of this month. It's going to be something that takes a period of time. And they're going to give people, I think, some years to get them off menus and everything like that. But this is one of those things that they banned. So that restaurants won't be able to have them. And some places have already banned them. I think New York has banned them.
Oh, yeah. You see, I remember about 4 years ago, you saw it on everything, like, zero trans fat. And so I thought it kind of became more popular a while ago, but it's good that they're banning it now.
Well, they're in it's plentiful in baked goods, microwave popcorn, and fried foods. Now, artificial trans fats are a threat to public health. And they say manufacturers have already eliminated many of the trans fats, responding to criticism from the medical community and the local laws. So, a good thing?
I think so.
All right. As opposed to banning 32-ounce or 64-ounce cola drinks? Can't do that.
Can't do that.
Because? No, because that's sugar. And, you know, frankly, the trans fats that are in foods, it's a lot of times you eat, you don't have a choice. You have a choice, you know, to ban things like drinks is not good. You know, to ban things that, you know, to say you can't drink a 64-ounce one, but you can drink a 32-ounce one. See, it doesn't make sense when people start getting into your life like that. That to me doesn't make sense. I bet, then again, I'm older and you're younger. I mean, you are an independent type, though.
Yeah.
Do you think, how much does the government get into your life? I mean, the government is getting, I mean, it's a lot more into your life than it was when I was your age.
I don't think I would know the difference, if that makes sense, because it's been involved probably thoroughly throughout my life.
Evolving the amount of government in your life.
I would say so.
You know, I asked a friend the other day, I said, when he was talking about the government, he was defending a variety of the things. And my question was this, if your grandfather was alive today, or maybe great grandfather, but your grandfather, and would he say that our government is oppressive? And you know, he's a terrifically honest person, and he said without much of a hesitation, he goes, "Yeah, he would," because you look at, you know, the way that government intrudes in our lives, and then what happens, you know, 10 years from now or 20 years from now, I guess, when my grandson says to me, "Wow, you know, could you have Slurpees when you were my age?" And I'd go, "Yeah, I could have Slurpees." He says, "Well, we can't have Slurpees anymore." And see, there's the fear of government intrusion. Let's go to the phones. Jay, do you have something on government intrusion? Is this just a pithy comment about something else?
Well, this time is actually what I said it's about. I was over doing a courier run over at Walgreens the other day, and I made a comment about drug prices in a pharmacy, and the lady said, I don't like to talk about politics. And it occurred to me, you know, remember when you could actually talk about drug prices in a pharmacy and it didn't involve politics? Or you go to a restaurant and talk about salt and they don't want to talk about politics. Remember when weather was a safe subject that didn't involve politics? Now it does. Every way you turn, they're putting political correctness and censorship and involving government in every facet of your life.
Well, you know what? You're right. You know, come think of it, you know, because you go into and you talk about, you know, that, gosh, you know, aspirin used to cost this much or whatever, and then the any cost of something, and people immediately say, I don't want to talk about it. You know, they say, you know, things at a dinner party you don't talk about is, yeah, or family reunions is politics and religion.
Politics.
Yeah, but you know what? Right now, you can't talk about medical procedures. You can't talk about travel. You can't talk about using your phone or the internet. There was a letter in the editor today and that's saying, gee, you know what? You've got, if you don't want somebody to hear things that are secret, you know, that are, you know, sensitive to you, then don't say it. Don't say it over the phone. Don't say it over the internet. And I was thinking that he's right in that way. You don't say anything. You don't just throw something out there you don't want other people to hear. On the other hand, we as American citizens should have the right to believe that if we send a message, if I send an email to my wife, then it should be between her and I. There's nothing in there the government needs to see.
Well, there's a world of difference between a private text between you and your wife and Twitter.
Well,
Facebook posting something.
Well,
that they're so involved in our lives now that what facet of our life isn't somehow politically involved? Even marriage. Now, marriage is a political subject. I mean, you can keep going and going and going all day long.
Everything
anyway,
has
that
been.
That was my 2 cents for the day, my friend.
Okay, be careful.
I will.
Jay, the yellow cab philosopher. How did he get a hold of you, Jay? Did he leave? He left. Anyway, give Yellow Cab a call. They're good. They're good people. Pick you up, take you out. Okay. We'll take a break here and we'll come back. We've got a bunch of other things we want to talk about. I got Mark Beecham coming in here at 8 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Acorns are on the ground and we're stocked up on kerosene. Whether you need 1 gallon or 500 gallons, give us a call. We'll take care of you. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. For all affordable heaters, we have clear mineral spirits in your containers or ours. For the woodcutters, we have ethanol-free 93, bar oil, and two-cycle mix. Turkey Day is just around the corner, so fill them propane bottles. Don't run out with the bird in the cooker. If you're thinking of a new kerosene or on-demand water heater, come on by and take a look. We have plenty to pick from and ready to go for Christmas. Remember, we do take trade-ins. Northern Lights Energy, where customers are first priority. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. 241-2196. Thanks a lot for supporting small business.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bodd. Good morning, my friend. 7:46 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you Crown Motors, our friends down there. You know what? You're looking for a car, truck, or SUV. Why not buy it from neighbors right here in town? All the money stays here. Not only that, but they treat you right. Whether it's new or previously owned, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, or Fords, they have them and more. down there at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. They love doing business with you, and their service department is just outstanding. Senate approved. Okay, well, I'm going to hold that one for a little bit until, I'm going to go with this one. Senate approves the gay rights bill, that says you cannot be discriminated against because of your sexual orientation. On the surface, should anyone not be employed because of race, sex, religion, or gayness, homosexuality? But, you know, on the surface, you say, no, I mean, you shouldn't be discriminated. There's no discrimination. But what if you're a religious institution that is an educational institution and that open homosexuality in the faculty is not acceptable to the religion? Should that educational institution be forced to hire a homosexual that is otherwise amply qualified for the job? There's where you can just see the lawsuits going to start piling up. It's like the lawsuits when they were forcing some of the companies to provide birth control under Obamacare, which was completely, or abortion rights, I should say, abortions under the birth control portion of, or even the birth control portion of the Obamacare Act. And they've won the first round of these at the federal courts that they can't be forced to. Now, if it's a anti-discrimination measure because of sexual orientation, and I can understand that. I can understand that. On the other hand, the rights of a religious institution or somebody with a strong religious belief, where do their rights start or where do their rights end? Anyway, it appears that even though while it passed the Senate, it's not going to get through Congress just for a variety of reasons. But then you look at the, they said, oh, this is how the Republicans feel about equal opportunity or equal, anti-discrimination or discrimination against, homosexuals. And then at the same time, they're throwing the immigration bill through there that says let everybody come in as long as they're breathing. And if they're not breathing, they can still come in and vote. Just a number of things like this are happening. I go back again to Obamacare. Something else that was pushed through that is causing, millions of dollars in lawsuits, countless changes in people's lives, and a plan that was not well thought out. Not only was it not well thought out, it wasn't well written. In the execution of it, a bad plan or a mediocre plan, brilliantly executed, works. A mediocre plan, brilliantly executed, works. A brilliant plan executed terribly is not going to work. But when you get a poor plan and horrible execution, there's no chance of this thing working. So even when you fix the website, which I'm not sure you ever will, things I've heard on it are things like this, or that they were never set up for that first week for over 1,100 people nationwide.
I went to the website.
Oh, okay. Talk mm-hmm. to me. Talk to me.
Well, because I'm going to have to get my own insurance in January. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to check it out. So me and my roommates actually sat down, and it was what you were talking about the other day. A majority of the stuff I did not need whatsoever.
That's coming into your, that you have to then, you have to pay for, right?
Yep.
What are things in there that you don't want? That if you had a regular insurance plan, you wouldn't have to get?
The mental health. I'm a single girl, so I don't need anything to do with pregnancy. I don't need dentistry for my children, and I'm paying for all of that. And I'm like, wow, I need pretty much being able to go to the doctor in case I'm sick or in case I have an accident or like a broken leg. That's pretty much all I need.
That's all most young people need. Mm-hmm. But now you're paying for me.
Yep.
Yep. You're paying for my trips to the hospital. Yep. Savannah just turned away, and for the first time, she glanced at me out of the corner of her eye like, You are becoming a burden. Anyway, no, but this, we kid about, but no, this is one of the things we've been talking about. So here you are, you're 24, mm-hmm. Graduate of college. Mm-hmm. You are in obviously very, very good health. I mean, you live a very athletic lifestyle. You eat clean. You hate trans fats and all these things. And yet you're going to be bundling. You're going to get the Spanish language channels on your cable TV, and you don't want them.
Pretty much.
But you're paying for them. Mm-hmm. What's the consensus of you and your friends? I mean, I know there's like three of you rooming together, and you have many other young friends. But what's y'all's consensus when you, do y'all ever talk about it?
Now we're having to. And so many people I talk to, they're so unaware by January 1st that we have to do this. And so everyone's calling the parents and they're like, hey, am I still insured in your policy? And some are like, yes. Some are like, no. And they're like, oh man, they have no idea.
They have no idea what's going on.
They have no idea they know what's going on, but they have no idea by January 1st they have to have insurance and what they're going to be paying for. And so they're finding
out. How much was yours? Do you know how much you were going to pay, or did you get that far?
I did get that far because I was looking at the different health plans, and I would be paying probably about $200 a month.
So is that about the same as you would be anyway, or do you know?
I'm not really sure. I think it's just mostly the stuff that I'm paying for. It just doesn't make any sense to me that I'm paying for it.
You know what? That's really a good part. Good point. Thanks a lot, Savannah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, buying things you don't want. We'll be right back.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Ensemble Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Shelley is grateful for birthdays and girlfriends. Her friend Laura encouraged her to get a mammogram on her birthday at MD Imaging's Women's Imaging Center. The Women's Imaging Center's devotion to women's health and quality images makes MD Imaging the right choice. Now, Shelley visits MD Imaging every year on her birthday. From our new 3D mammography screening to ultrasound, breast MRIs to biopsies, MD Imaging is defining what's next.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
When I'm gonna take Yeah! Welcome back. Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's 7:55 here on November the 8th. 48 degrees out there. Let's go to the phones today. You know, let's go to Ruth. Ruth, we're not going to take it anymore.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Savannah. You know, it's so funny. I'm thinking, thank God it's Friday. I just feel like I'm on information overload because it seems like every day there is something that just offends. And
I'm being offended every day.
Every day, and no one cares.
We care.
You know, there's so many things that you can be offended by. And I was thinking to myself, not only is the health care and the Benghazi and that the top politicians are so stupid up at the top because nobody knows anything and nobody wants to know anything and nobody takes responsibility. And it's so frustrating when in our households we're teaching our kids to be responsible and be accountable and do all those things. At least I hope they in most households they are. But, you know, you talked about, you know, what are the things going on that just offend you today? And I was just reading an article about how Al Jazeera got a copy of an FBI affidavit about how this Senator Calderon and movie tax credits and how he took $60,000 in bribes. And he's a Democrat out of Montebello. And I'm thinking to myself, does it ever stop? You know, and how is it that Al Jazeera is getting a copy of the FBI affidavit and putting it out on that channel? And here in America, in California, I haven't even seen this on the news.
What's even scarier is I have people on Facebook that I've known for years saying, hey, and they're quoting and linking to an Al Jazeera news story. And I'm like, wait a minute, Al Jazeera?
Exactly. Is it that our mainstream media, and, you know, I don't bust on them because I think, you know, they do the best they can, but I'm thinking to myself, where is it that, I was telling my mom, I said, 60 Minutes years ago, you'd see the camera and they'd be afraid. They'd hide in their doors.
Well, Mike Wallace would chase them down the street at a high lope,
exactly,
trying to talk to them.
And they wouldn't stop. They were pit bulls. And now it's just an acceptable, you know, if the government or the president or the news folks, they just accept what it is, and they have no, I don't know, maybe it's because sometimes, you know, when you know something and your gut isn't right, you just say no or you go after it, and it doesn't seem to me that they have the guts anymore. I guess it's that simple.
Well, the media is owned by the, you know, they've gotten in bed with Obama in that type of cause. Excuse me, for the most part. But here's the thing I just saw today is that Obama, it's a cartoon, political cartoon. It says, I like setting rabbits on fire. and the story the next day was, Obama believes in helping bunnies stay warm.
Isn't that something? You know what? I got to tell you this real quickly. We were watching, you know, the new shows come on. And so you try to figure out which comedy you like best because sometimes you need mindless entertainment at night. So we turn on the new show, Last Man Standing, and I could not believe the political undertones in that show.
Oh, they all are.
And they even blamed Bush at one point, and we turned it off
minutes
into the show.
A couple of days ago, we were talking about $500,000 grants are going to producers and writers of hit TV shows to put into the themes positive aspects of Obamacare. $500,000 at a minimum to go into these shows to run them through the themes of the show because they said even though they know the shows are fictional, they get their information. They believe that's factual. Can you believe that?
I'm so offended by it. And again, you know, who cares? But bottom line is that every day it's something. And yesterday I was telling my husband, I said, you almost can't listen to it every day. You can't.
Yeah.
You just have no sanity because you can't believe that people would be so taken by these messages. I mean, when we were kids, we had Batman and Batgirl and Bewitched. Where were the political messages back then? And how did they affect our lives? Well, there weren't any. And it was goofy stuff. But bottom line is that they were trying to affect our political, you know, savvy or whatever.
Hey, Ruth, we got to run here. We got like 30 seconds. But thanks so much for the call. But you're right. You know, and one of our writers here in the chat room says, I get offended when I look in the mirror. So anyway.
Have a great day, Carl.
You bet. Let's let's go read some Al Jazeera. We'll be right back after these messages. Mark Beecham is my guest.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. economy added 204,000 jobs in October.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate increased by a tenth of 1% to 7.3%. However, department officials say the increase was likely due to furloughed federal workers who were counted as unemployed. The report says the shutdown did not affect total jobs. The figures show hiring has picked up over the past 3 months, with employers adding an average of 202,000 jobs from August through October.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Senator Marco Rubio has introduced a bill that would prevent felons from being hired as navigators for the Obamacare website.
The bill is called the Healthcare Privacy and Anti-Fraud Act. Senator Rubio says it would require a universal criminal background check, including fingerprinting, for those seeking to help consumers enroll for health care coverage. The bill also would prohibit the Department of Health and Human Services from hiring a healthcare navigator convicted of identity theft, fraud, or perjury. During a Senate hearing earlier this week, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was questioned about healthcare navigators. She said the government has contracts with organizations that hire the navigators and that they have the responsibility to screen them. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Obama urging the House to follow the Senate lead and approve a measure banning workplace discrimination against homosexuals. Senator Jeff Merkley, a Democrat, says the bill is a huge leap forward for the LGBT community.
This is a terrific day for fairness and freedom.
Senator Dan Coats says the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA, would silence people who oppose a homosexual lifestyle on the basis of their religious beliefs.
This bill also would allow employers to be held liable for workplace environment complaints, opening the door for the silencing of employees who express their deeply held beliefs.
House Speaker John Boehner opposes the legislation, and this is SRN News.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A group of conservative House Republicans is hatching a plan to impeach Attorney General Eric Holder, as Wally Hines reports.
And it'll be presented to House Speaker John Boehner before the end of the year. That, according to Florida Republican Ted Yoho. A spokesman for Yoho says the group wants Holder out of office for a variety of reasons, chief among them the failed Fast and Furious gun-walking program that let weapons fall into the hands of Mexican drug cartels. Only once before has the House begun impeachment proceedings against a cabinet member. That was back in 1876 when the House impeached Secretary of War William Belknap. Belknap resigned his post. Wally Hines, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
In the Philippines, strongest typhoon of the year so far slammed into the central part of the country today. It set off landslides, knocked out power and communication lines in several provinces. Tragically, at least 4 people are known to have died already. This is SRN News. Testimony concluded yesterday in the trial of a Utah doctor charged with killing his wife, with a defense witness disputing prosecutors' assertions that he could have easily lifted his wife out of the bathtub where she drowned.
Everybody hears about the woman that pulls her car off of her child, and so it's not to say that it's impossible, but it would be quite a lift.
Martin McNeil accused of knocking out his wife with drugs after cosmetic surgery and letting her drown in the bathtub. The FDA is announcing it will require the food industry to gradually phase out all trans fats. Commissioner Margaret Hamburg says they are a serious health problem.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, removing partially hydrogenated oils from processed foods could prevent as many as 20,000 additional heart attacks and up to 7,000 additional coronary deaths each year.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up 81 points. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, November 8th, Friday. Yeah. Carl and Linda Bott. 530-605-4567. Make sure you have that one written down. I'm sure our next guest is going to cause some discontent. And we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. I'm here today, of course, with Savannah, who is my producer. And I tell you what, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisors, Carolyn Cooks. Carolyn, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Hi, Linda and Savannah. The Dow Jones is up 80 points at 15,671. The S&P 500 is also up 13 points at 1760. And the NASDAQ is up 41 points at 3,898 points. Active stocks today are or include Santoris, up $8.75 at $31.97. Groupon is up 15 cents at $9.65. And Twitter is down $1.90 at $43. Stocks of local interest are North Valley Bank trading flat at $18.85. PG&E is down 33 cents at $41.72. And Pepsi down 20 cents at $85.12. The bond market has the 30-year bond yielding at 3.834% and the 10-year bond yielding at 2.752%. Gold is down $23.50 at $12.84.80. Silver is down 34 cents at $21.37. And oil is down 4 cents at $94.16. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Carolyn, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 in the morning. As they tell us what's happening in Wall Street, they're keeping their thumb on the pulse of Wall Street. And if you need some help finding out what's going on, give them a call. 243-7561. That's 243-7561. I can't say enough about our friends down there. What do we have for weather today, Sabina?
Currently it is 50 degrees, going to get up to a high of 70, a low of 49. Saturday is going to be mostly sunny, high of 71, low of 49. And Sunday is going to be mostly sunny, high of 70 and a low of 49. And weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Their number is 365-3793, and they are family-owned and operated.
They are, and they have discounts for veterans and seniors there. They're a good company there. Hey, speaking of another great company, My Sleep Number company. My Sleep Number, of course, being 35, but I've joined 8 million other happy, happy, happy people on those beds. Linda and I each have our own number. Linda's is 40. Her sleep number is 40. Her side of the bed is different than my side of the bed because we have that dual air technology there the sleep number has. You know, made in America, guaranteed. Trish Clark sat her bed for 20 years. She said, I would never have another bed but this one in her sleep number beds with the dual air technology. And I'm telling you what, I've had nothing but great sleeps on this bed. And right now at the Sleep Number stores, you can save over $400 on Queen C4 mattress sets plus a 36-month financing on purchases of $1,999 or more. The sale ends Monday. So you need to find your Sleep Number. Head on down to the store over in the Target Shopping Center. And they, it's over there by the, behind McDonald's, the, in a four shop area there. But I guarantee you, you will not be sorry if you go in there. Just check out the mattresses and how good it makes you feel. Find out what your sleep number is. I guarantee you that it will change the way you sleep. Reasonable prices on all of the mattresses at Sleep Number. My guest today is Mark Beecham, who is besides being a friend, he is a he is an author. He is a world traveler, a gourmet eater. I don't know if he's a gourmet cook, but he's a gourmet eater. And he writes columns for the Record Searchlight. Plus, he has blogs. Has a blog in Record Searchlight. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Carl. Is the microphone on? Can you hear me? I can't hear myself.
Oh, you can't hear yourself? Well, we'll have to turn up your headsets here in a second. But I tell you what, we're going to take a break anyway. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages. My guest is Mark Beecham. We're going to be talking about what's happening here, there, and almost everywhere. We'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I've seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Redding Christian School. Located just minutes east of Redding, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Redding Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at reddingchristian.com.
The Shasta Marines cordially invite you to the 238th birthday celebration of the United States Marine Corps to be conducted at the Event Center at the Wind River Casino on Sunday, November 10th, 2013. Guest speaker will be Colonel Dean Caswell, United States Marine Corps retired, a fighter pilot during World War II who flew with Colonel Jim Sweat, Medal of Honor recipient and formerly a resident of Redding. For additional information, contact Mike Gutierrez at 530-524-7595. Happy birthday, Marines, and Semper Fidelis. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Baugh. Linda's on assignment today. Good morning, my friends. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Discounts for discounts for veterans. It's Veterans Day, of course, weekend, but they have discounts for veterans all the time. Finest walk-in humidor in the state and Espresso Joe's. Outstanding coffee at just really, really good prices. They do a lot for our community and our veterans, Joel and Shelley do, at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning. You have something about a veterans event.
Yeah, no, actually not a veterans event. We have the veterans parade on Saturday morning. Come on, folks, and get out there by 10 o'clock. Get a good parking spot. We're going to have a lot of wonderful veterans driving. There's going to actually be a tank down here from my friend up there in Willow Creek, and it's going to be wonderful. But what I was calling in for, I don't know if you folks have seen in the paper that they have a proposal of the Northern California Veterans Museum possibly moving to the old police station there in town. And, you know, I was trying to let people know that that would be the absolute perfect spot for the museum, considering it's right in the center of town in Old Town Redding. And it would drum up business in there. And, I mean, how nice would that be to park down there and be able to walk around just like Pier 39 or, you know, you got Judge Eaton's house, you got the Heritage, and I thought you got the City Hall. But we need people to get out there and help us push for this. You know, we need to change the city fathers' minds and let them know that this is a wonderful thing to put right in town. And, you know, the museum itself, we're going to retrofit the building ourselves. That part's not going to cost the city nothing. So it's just, you know, give us the property, you know, and take care of us. You know, just like they did the rodeo grounds and everything like that, and help the veterans out because it's a huge, huge thing.
Yeah, like Turtle Bay.
Absolutely, just like Turtle Bay. Right. And the thing is that, you know, people need to understand, you know, when I go down to Old Sacramento or when I go down as a civilian and you walk around, you go into one place, you look, and then you're done looking there, well, you go to the next place. And we could be the hub. That could be the center of everything to where it goes around to go to Turtle Bay, to go to the Sundial Bridge, to go over there to, to Gorilla Bikes and all the stores that are down there, the restaurants.
Have trolleys going back and forth through the town, electric trolleys going back and forth, taking people to Turtle Bay and the different places.
Hey, you know what? They do got those trolleys that are on wheels down in San Francisco. Who's to say that that can't happen?
Who's to say?
Who's to say that that couldn't create another job for somebody out there to have one of those tour
electric
bikes
ones?
Around
electric
and
ones.
Take people
yeah.
around.
Yeah. Okay, Chris. As it gets closer and closer, we'll have Rob on. We'll have different people on and to talk about the advantages of having that museum here.
Sounds like a plan. And like I said, on just so you know, November 19th is a city hall meeting. We want everybody to come out and support the museum, veterans and everybody. And let's get this thing happening in the town, and let's take care of you guys. Because you know what, Colonel? You know, without you guys, we are not free. And God bless you for my freedom.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Have a great day, and we'll get her on the roll.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. God bless.
You bet. Okay. Mark Beecham. You've got a lot of things going. You write columns all the time, and of course, you talk about food, but you talk about other things. What do you want to start off with today?
Well, I want to ask you about your bed.
My sleep number bed.
Your sleep number bed. Yeah. Now, seriously. Now, I know you're advertising them and everything, but has it made a difference in the way you sleep?
It does. It really does.
Honestly, really?
It honestly does. I can say this, at first you think, it's a lot of, hot air, right? But it does. It, from the time we went in there and the way they treated us, that they delivered it. So, I mean, they pick up the old bed and leave, but they are so professional the way they put it in. So, we can change those numbers around, and I literally sleep better. And I would, you know what, it's one of the things, we don't have people on here, like when we do live reads, I don't believe in that. We don't have the, we turn down a lot of commercials, or for live reads, because one, I haven't used it, or two, I don't like it, or something like that. Linda and I both went down there before we made up our mind, and laid on the bed, tried the bed, and we could have kept it for like 90 days, and then turned it back in or something like that. It's a long time. You could try it and then send it back and try, something else, but it's worked for us. So.
Well, you're talking to a guy who has a 40-year-old mattress. My dad died on this mattress I'm sleeping on.
Well, unless it's like, an heirloom that you wanted to keep.
And I've never bought a bed in my entire life. I've always just slept on, whatever was there. And given that you spend a third of your life or whatever, is maybe more in bed, an investment of $1,000 or $2,000 or whatever, people spend easily that much money on a couch, I guess. So maybe I need to look into
this. Well, they're less than that. But here's the thing I like, maybe you go back at the end of the evening and you want to sit there and watch TV back there. You pump the bed up to 100, so it's just the firmest, that you can get. And you just lay there up against, and watch TV. And when you're ready to go to sleep, you just drop that.
Yeah.
It's like having a variety of, you have a choice. Unfortunately, in our lifetime, we're being driven into these chutes where we're having less and less choice. And damn it, I want at least to have a choice of how I sleep at night. So, anyway, okay.
Lots of segue to Obamacare. No.
You know what? You've got
enough
other things.
Obamacare.
Yeah, enough Obamacare.
I've got a column coming out tomorrow morning. We don't need to talk about it, but just flagging it for people. The headline I put on it was Reverge Anselmo, : The Man We Love to Hate. And it's just basically taking note of the really venomous online comments that come in about reversion on stories on Reading.com that, whether it's a letter to the editor supporting or bashing him, or whether it's a story about his legal challenge against the county or whatever, the comments run about 9-1 against, and it's really personal, venomous stuff. And
for people that don't even know him.
Most likely, and they haven't been up to his establishment there. But I just find it, it's kind of above my, pay grade or above my talent level to psychoanalyze what it says about us in Shasta County. But there's something going on there, and I think it's worth us looking at and focusing on. Not necessarily talking about today, but.
No, I think you're right. But why is it like that? I mean, if you just on the surface, you say to yourself, okay, here's a guy that's come up, and no matter what the record searchlight is, and frankly, guys, the record searchlight, a lot of this is based on what you've written and how you portrayed Reversion Selma. The first stories, and for months, and maybe even years, was the Hollywood producer. Well, he wasn't in Hollywood for 10 years when he came up here.
Actually, it was less than 10 years.
Well, it was like, okay, but he was out of the Hollywood business completely. He comes up here and he spends millions of dollars. He has a dream that, you know, he's going to have a vineyard. And then when the restaurant was there, so he had a dream to support, you know, for that. And then a dream to live here the rest of his life and, you know, to bring in business and this, because he liked it up here. He loved it up here. And so I guess somewhere in there, what was it? What was that thing or series of things that happened, points that were people just jealous of him or envious of him because he is rich, that his father was a great businessman and he helped build this thing? I've heard people even say that he was never in combat, and they disparage him for that. And, you know, and it is so sad because he was
in Beirut the day of the bombing there.
He was in the middle of that. He was in firefights. He was in all types of things. But people disparage him because, oh, he was a combat photographer. He wasn't on the front lines. Well, absolutely, he was on the front lines. He's got a combat action ribbon. There's photos of him taken by somebody else in the middle of the bombing of Beirut, you know, sifting through papers. And Tim Garrity, who was the CO of that unit, is one of his close friends, and trust me, Tim Garrity looks at him as one of his sons from that battle.
So, what is it? What do you think this visceral hatred or envy of him? What does it stem from? I mean, I think it's partly that. I think it's also that he's an outsider, and I think we're a fairly insular community. And I think there is a group of people in town who have kind of made, you know, they've been here a long time. They've done well for themselves, and they like to keep, you know, they like to keep it the way it is.
They want to keep the power. No, but that's not just for Anselmo. How many Anselmo's battles with the government here were ones that I have heard countless times from people that don't have the money to take on the county. I'm not saying the county is always unfair. The county is out to, you know, destroy business. That's not what I'm saying. But there are so many stories. They can't all be untrue on how they've been treated and how much it's cost them and how other people have gotten a much better deal. And it has to do with kind of the old boys network. I don't see the very rich and successful people here in town being ones that write, though. They're not the ones that put all these anonymous, nasty little comments in there.
You don't know. I mean, well, they're anonymous and they're nasty. So,
I mean, yeah, but I wouldn't think that somebody owns a big business that is going to take the time to go and write these nasty little comments. I wouldn't think not. Hey, look, let's take a quick break here. My guest is Mark Beach, and we're talking about a column he's got coming out tomorrow on Reversion Selma. Why the hatred? Or why, from a group of people? There are many, many other people, though, that support him, that have been up there, I mean, in numbers to support him, but they are not the types that get on and write on the blogs. I mean, I've never commented on there, ever. I could, but I don't. I choose not to. Because the few times I have, I put my name in there. We'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
$2.25. For most of us, it's the price of a hamburger or just some spare change. But do you know what it can really do? $2.25 provides a complete Thanksgiving meal to someone who is overwhelmed and sees everyday life as a struggle. It's not just hunger that brings people to the Good News Rescue Mission. Job loss, no money, mothers that need to feed their children, loneliness, addiction, or just hopeless feeling during the holidays that no one cares.
This is Cesar Partida, and for the last last 49 years, everyone who comes through our doors is greeted with a warm welcome and an opportunity for a new start. Your support helps open doors for a brighter future. The Good News Rescue Mission not only provides food and shelter, but also has an academic and job training center, resource center, and work search program and recovery programs. To donate online, go to gnrm.org for Good News Rescue Mission. That's gnrm.org to help someone today or refer someone in need. Remember, no one should go hungry at Thanksgiving.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you. Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Garland and Abad, his portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. 3208 Market Street, from a small chip to a crack over 24 inches on length. Jeff guarantees his work. Give him a call, 241-8373. I've done it. He's fixed my windshield 4 years ago, and I can't even tell it. Good job. Okay, Mark Beecham is my guest. We were just talking about Insomma, but that's coming out tomorrow, and there's gonna, that will raise, you know what, you're gonna get thousands, not thousands, because nobody, since they put $9 on, but blogs are free, right? But you can't comment.
This is the column. This is the column.
Oh, but can people read it? Because will this be under the,
yeah, it's good.
Which is another thing. You know, when Record Searchlight said, oh, everything's going to be, you have to subscribe to it. Well, that's not true. They've got lots of stories in there you can just read that it's surprising.
Well,
sometimes you can read an editorial, sometimes you can't.
Most of the editorials are you have to pay for, and, my column you have to pay for, and, local news that is not breaking news, what they call enterprise news or investigative reporting you have to pay for.
Okay. All right. What else we got here?
Well, I wanted to tee up another topic that is looms very large in my mind. I talked to a woman yesterday who owns a – she and her husband own a business in town. They were going to celebrate their 30th anniversary last year. 30th anniversary, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't. And I said, well, what happened? And she said, because their business during the course of that year had been broken into or vandalized 13 times.
Is this the one that was in the paper? Or?
No.
No, this is another one.
No. She has not sought out any kind of publicity for this. And I think there are a lot of people who are kind of, you know, below the radar, like
business
owners who are taking it 13 times in a year. And it put a real damper on the year that they wanted to celebrate their 30th year in business. And if I named the business, you'd know it in a heartbeat, but I told her I wouldn't. And it just raises this whole issue of we are crime, and what this town, the city council and the board of supervisors, the county need to do to address it. And I think we at the city for sure, we've got a council that is, I think, taking its eye off the ball crime wise. Crime affects everybody. It affects quality of living across the board in this town. And yet we've got a city council, that's focused on drones. It's focused on Charter City. It's focused on Agenda 21 issues, maybe interesting, okay. But they really need to focus on crime. They need to focus on police staffing. And I know pensions are a big issue. I've been talking about pensions for 4 or 5 years. 4 years ago, I was emailing Missy MacArthur, get somebody from CalPERS up here, an actuary or somebody who can give us a chart, tell us how big a budget, how big of a check we're going to have to be writing to CalPERS in 5 years and 10 years or whatever, because it will and it is and it will continue to force
it's going to change
other things out of the budget. But,
yeah.
But I think there needs to be a priority set at City Hall. And I've made this suggestion before, sort of half facetiously, but it's becoming less than half now. And that is that we need to cut everything at City Hall to the point that we can put the entire police department in the City Hall and not need to build a new police department down there. Because there is nothing more important than streets and cops and firemen to make sure the streets are safe and our houses don't burn down. Every other function of the city is, in my view, optional.
And we're going to take a break right then.
Hey, folks. Nate Abarea here for Muse Concrete. Since 1982, Muse Concrete Contractors has consistently delivered a product and service exceeding industry standards. In the local community and construction industry, we stand by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a proud supporter of Shasta County High School Athletics, helping to build stadiums in the local area and helping to bring high school football back to your airwaves here on KCNR 1460. Give us a call at 226-5151 or check us out online, museconcrete.com.
There's no great secret to selling cars. You just give people what they want, a fair price, excellent service, and treat them with respect. Don Boss was quoted a price on a Nissan Murano from a Sacramento dealer, and Crown met the price. Don says, I got a beautiful Nissan at the price I wanted and was treated well. When it comes to customer service, I give Crown a 10. It doesn't get any better than that. Thanks, Don. Come see us today or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Hey folks, Nate Abarea here. Join us this week on KCNR 1460's Friday Night Football as the West Valley Eagles host the Corning Cardinals with the Northern Athletic League title on the line. Pre-game show built by Muse Concrete starts at 7:05 live from the pasture in Cottonwood with kickoff at 7:30. The West Valley Eagles and the Corning Cardinals on the North State's radio home for high school football. KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Dead or alive. Steel Cowboy, Bon Jovi. Welcome back to A Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning. His portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for veterans and seniors, and of course, Man's Last Stronghold. And DC came in yesterday and donated a large amount of money for the veterans, for the RABA, for veterans to be able to ride. And I can't say enough about that. Please go on down there and say thank you to DC and get your haircut. Also, Dennis of Artistic Wall Designs came in and a check, large checks for not only the RABA veterans, but also for Rees Across America and our friends from a Shasta Propane Gas coming through. I can't say enough about our listeners and how and coming by and helping veterans. Thank you so much. Our guest is Mark Beecham, and let's go to the phones. Cheryl, do you have you've got some comments for Mark?
Yeah, I was referring to the expressed hatred of Reverge in the comments on the newspaper. I think part of it is part and parcel of a growing national attitude of hating the rich. I see an ideology, a socialist ideology, behind many of those remarks. Some of them don't make sense because they don't even know the man, and they're striking at him because they don't like the rich having any power, and there's something about his defending himself that for some reason isn't considered honorable. I really think that some of this is just basic capitalism versus socialism, and a lot of the people that are inclined to dislike him are of a socialist bent and just don't understand that his intentions in this battle are to really do the right thing for people that want to use their property the way they should be allowed to.
That's a very good perspective. I appreciate that.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for calling. You know what? And when we say, you know, they say the rich, I mean, we've got rich people around here that are happy that he's failing, because it's, I think you're right, is that I've got mine, and I mean, we've got that, and for some reason, because of his political viewpoints, is also costing him, I think, with people. So.
Well, I think we have a fairly insular community and at the sort of power level, and they're happy with what they've got, and they're happy with the power that they wield, and they would prefer if there weren't a whole lot of new people coming in here.
That's right. Well,
and if Reverge leaves,
which he might,
word of mouth won't be that great for people interested in coming into Shasta County.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing that there's personal antagonisms from some members of the board on it.
And, you know, granted, Reverge is not the perfect messenger.
Oh,
okay?
No.
Nobody is.
No.
I mean, he's got his own issues, and you know, he can be abrasive. He can be, he can be Reverge. He's not a perfect messenger.
He's not, but for what he wanted. And again, I go back and I reiterate this, is that the things that hit him at this level, and he fought it, I've seen, at least according to people who have come in and talked to me,
I've heard the same things happen to them.
The same things happen to them. And maybe a little bit smaller level, but I mean, for them, it was the same thing, $25,000 fee for something they see somebody else getting for nothing. Come on. All right. When you left, you said that there's the only thing that should be open is the only thing that should be the first.
Well,
the priority should be
you've got to
prioritize
both at the county and the city level public safety, because without public safety, the rest of the stuff that the city and the county does really is not as important. And at the county level, I fault the sheriff. I don't mean to beat up on Tom, but I fault the sheriff for not being a bigger force at the county and with the Board of Supervisors. He is an elected official. If only he could sort of channel his inner John Balma and impose his will or vision or needs on the Board of Supervisors instead of being just another sort of whiny, perceived anyway, as just another whiny department head. He is the sheriff. He's got a lot of power. He should have a lot of influence. And I think it's a personality. I think he's just not a real commanding personality like a Sheriff Joe or some others that, you know, we might look to.
Sheriff Joe has how many lawsuits can we have in the county year with a Sheriff Joe? So you're saying is that
I think if he were a different person, if he were a stronger person, a stronger individual, he might have had more influence over the Board of Supervisors. Look, the fact is We need more bed space here for people. We've got,
you're talking about in the jail.
Yeah, we've got 40 odd people in the jail today on murder charges alone. And I, last weekend, I mean, how many people were murdered?
I know of four people for sure that were homicides. And the fifth one, I haven't really heard about the one in the burning truck. Yeah. But they were saying it's probably a homicide too.
So you're looking at, you know, maybe 50 people in the jail, on murder charges. And then you've got serious crimes, serious assaults, attempted murder, et cetera. So we need additional bed space for people who are out doing the kind of crimes that are affecting business owners and property owners.
The one that got broken into 13 times.
Right.
Or
and these people, they operate now with impunity. And right, you know, the Shasta's Most Wanted, which is a great thing that I gather was the idea of our new police chief, to put these people's mugshots in the paper and on television to get them, round them up. That points up the very problem that exists, which is they don't show up for court appearances because they don't need to. They know that there's no punishment for it. And they put them on the Shasta's Most Wanted, and
all of them are failure to appear.
They'll bring them in, and they'll spend a night or two in jail, and then they'll have to be let loose because there's no room for them.
Depending on which one you're talking about, I mean, some of them what they've done, from what I understand, from both the sheriff and the chief, is that they've readjusted things so they can you know at least keep them for a couple of weeks. Now, a couple of weeks as opposed to a couple of months, but then again, but it gets right back down to it is. If you added another, just automatically, magically added another two floors to that jail within a month, we'd be still having the same problem.
Well, here's the thing.
I understand.
We need more bed space.
Yes.
And maybe not in a maximum security facility, but something maybe more.
Well, now, Tom's working on that right now to try and get that for the medium security.
The problem is here, the county had an opportunity. They had state money on the table for a jail. You know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, and they passed on it. Why? Because they couldn't find in their own minds a way to go through that county budget, which is tens of hundreds of millions of dollars, and find $4 million of money to run that jail. This is the mindset that's got to change. We've got to focus like a laser beam on public safety, period, and we're going to find cuts in other departments. You can't tell me that in the county departments, they can't find $4 million. That's it. I don't believe it.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, our guest, Mark Beecham.
Hey, Mom, thanks for breakfast.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on.
No, 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 you go ahead. You know me, I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made it help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Do you think your power bill is too high? What do you think it will be like in 10 years? Advanced Power Reading is your local solar power store, and we have installed hundreds of solar systems. We know how to reduce or eliminate your power bill. Concerned that the grid will go down due to storms, wildfires, terrorism, or earthquake? We can design and build a solar power system to fit your needs so you are never without power. The price of solar is at an all-time low, and combined with tax credits and rebates, your power system can pay for itself in 5 years or less. There is no stock market investment that has that kind of return. When you are ready to take control of your power bill, come and visit us at 2557 Larkspur Lane in Reading, across from Bastiani Arms, or call us 226-0701. That's 226-0701. Or visit us online at advancedpower.net. Advanced Power Reading. You own your home. Why rent your power?
Welcome back. Oh, it's got to be pink. Something that our guest, Mark Beecham, wanted. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. Besides having a large in-store deli, they are the North State's nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition. They've got it all there. And, you know, raw foods, organic foods, they give classes now. You have classes on health and diet and foods. All of this at Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street, which, you know, in the Cypress Square Shopping Center area right there. Give them a call, 244-9141. And, of course, now they have amazing foods for life, an outstanding way to get the gluten-free foods that are just – they taste good. I mean, a lot of times you get stuff that, okay, this is good for you, but it tastes like – school paste. This is really good. Amazing foods for life. Get it at Orchard Nutrition. My guest is Mark Beecham. And now that, you know, Mark has just, is just, there's flames and bridges that are on fire. But let's go to Charles. Charles, you have something for us today.
A lot of, I heard, you know, Mark just before the break was talking about the priorities being held to by the Board of Supervisors and the City Council, and yet the candidates that the Record Searchlight routinely endorses are candidates who do not share that view at all. I mean, the candidates generally that the Record Searchlight wants to endorse are candidates that are, for the most part, establishment types, and anybody who dares, you know, come in from outside that inner circle to challenge the power that the establishment has, the Record Searchlight does their level best to try to defeat that person's candidacy.
Okay.
And so the Record Searchlight is kind of part of the problem here.
All right. Okay, thanks a lot, Charles. Okay. Is the Record Searchlight part of the problem, Mark?
Oh, I don't think so. No, I think the Record Searchlight is part of the solution. I think if the Record Searchlight weren't doing what it's doing in terms of reporting on city and county government, we'd be in a much bigger world of hurt.
You don't think they lean it a certain way?
Well, they have an editorial page, and they write editorials, and they take positions on things. But I think that they do their best in their news coverage to be objective. Now, yeah. there's the argument to be made. There's the argument to be made that
I would say that I would agree with you, and most of the time on that. Most of the time.
I mean, there's an argument to be made that, you know, that any decision to cover anything betrays a certain sort of bias. I mean, you could cover crime, and that might betray a bias, or you could cover, say, Reverge Anselmo's contribution to, I don't know, a particular political candidate. By the very nature of covering that as a story, making that a story, some people might accuse you of being, you know, biased against him. But I think they do their best in stories to.
So you see no bias from the Record Searchlight against Anselmo. You would say that they're fair with him 100% of the time.
I think they're covering him, covering his battle with the county. And, you know, is it better that they would not cover his battle against the county?
No, they should. Absolutely, they should. And there have been articles they've written that is just, they're absolutely right down, it's just facts. Mm-hmm. But I also believe that there's articles they've written that aren't like that. They're almost editorializing above the fold.
Well,
just my feeling.
You'd have to give me an example.
The one where talking about Anselmo donating to all these, to Jones and all these different people. It was the headline, you know, essentially buying. And that was what came across on this. And Silas Lyons even said the headline could have been written a lot better. And the story about all the money he was, you know, the money that he had donated legally mm-hmm. to all these people that they had said, you know, and they had written it out. It was legal. They donated. But the sway of the article was a slap at the candidates that he was supporting.
I wouldn't say it was a slap at the candidates. I think it was just noting that here was a guy who, because he's got a lot of money and he gives to a lot of candidates. He's given to LaMalfi. He's given to
the Republican Party, he gave to Romney.
He gave to Bush. He gave to lots of people here in Shasta County. It's kind of unusual or new for someone to give so much money to local races.
And yet they did not say a word about how much the unions gave to Francie Sullivan and, Ken Murray and the other lady that ran. There was tens of thousands of dollars they gave, and yet I did not see that front page in the Record Searchlight.
Well, it's been those totals were mentioned or have been mentioned in similar stories.
Page saying unions give thousands of dollars to these candidates, specifically to these candidates. I mean, if they had done that, then that's fine, but I didn't see that.
Well, Reverge led the pack, so he became the news.
Okay. All right. Hey, Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what you got, Daniel?
Well, I want to roll in a little bit. I was agreeing with Mark about the jail. You know, we need to, I keep saying it, do like Sheriff Arpaio down there in Arizona. You know, if you need more jail space, you move the fence out and build more tents.
Well, that would be nice, except, you know, when you ask anybody about that, you know, everybody would love to do that except for, you know, the Constitution or the legislators here in California are not real crazy about that. And they said, I know. Anyway.
But my main reason was I was calling because, you know, it's going to be Marine Corps Day here pretty quick, and I wanted to shout out to my brothers and sisters at arms there who are Marines.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
November 10th, 238th birthday. Yeah. Thank you very much. Sunday, we're going to be having a Marine Corps ball and a birthday celebration at Wind River. Dinner, dancing, frivolity, games, all of that stuff. So thank you, Daniel.
All right. Be well.
All right. Thanks a lot. Hey, we're going to take a break. Our guest is Mark Beachman. And Mark, you know, you're absolutely right, you know, on the part that the paper needs to keep going after government. There can't be one spot that the paper can't get into. We value that, and we need that from our paper. And there may be ways they write it that I don't agree with or that you don't agree with, but we need them to keep fighting. We'll be right back.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies. The possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Miller Collision Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary, including 5 years at their current location on the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive. As an auto repair shop, the Miller Collision Center standard is perfection. They offer every customer the best in quality collision repair. Located 1 mile south of Highway 44 on Airport Road and Charland Drive, just past the Burrito Bandito. Give them a call at 222-2900 or stop on by Miller Collision Center, again at the corner of Airport Road and Charland Drive in Redding.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you. Well, I
won't. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. November the 8th. It's 55 degrees out there. Weather's always brought to you by Chuck Kenny and our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, today at 9 o'clock, we of course have Outside the Wire. We're going to be talking miracles today. Miracles. Real miracles.
Miracles.
Miracles. And then at 9 o'clock also is at Mistletoe Elementary is a salute to veterans. Adam, it starts at 9 o'clock and goes through lunch. I mean, I think you get food out there. And, of course, 10 o'clock tomorrow out at Shasta Lake City is the big Veterans Day Parade. It's the largest parade probably north of, north of Stockton or north of Fresno or north of who knows. But it's big, and you have a great time. Sunday, Marine Corps birthday at Wind River, and then Monday at 10:55. Is the ceremony, the Veterans Day ceremony out at IGO. We'll talk about that Monday. Of course, we'll be here Monday on Veterans Day thanking our veterans. Our guest, Mark Beachman. Mark, good news.
Yeah, good news, yeah. I mean, we've been talking about controversial things, kind of a downer in a way, but I would like to end the segment by referring to a little article in a magazine that was published this fall by the Shasta Danbury folks, and it was to coincide with the 75th anniversary of Shasta Dam, which work began on the dam 75 years ago, 1938. And in this magazine, there was a shout out to, one, two, three, four, five, six local businesses that have been around, for as long or longer than Shasta Dam. And I think it,
wow, which,
I,
okay. That's
I think
cool.
It, I, you know, 75 years, 7 years in business is a long time. You've been in business here.
This will be our fourth year.
Fifth year coming up, right?
Fifth year coming up, fourth birthday, December 11th.
So can you imagine running a business, owning a business for decades and, 75 years? Okay, here is a list, and I'm sure that there are others besides this, but Girlinger Steel and Supply, downtown Reading, probably 80 years.
Wow.
80 years yep. All now. Jack's Grill, 75 years this year.
And they've only had a couple of owners, right?
Yeah, a couple owners. Couple of owners.
It's never changed.
But they've been in the same building for 75 years. Reading Printing Company.
Oh, wow.
75 years. And you consider that. All the changes that have taken place in the printing industry, that's a remarkable thing. The Reading Record Searchlight, 75 years.
Yahoo.
Well,
no, it is. Yahoo, no, I mean that.
Okay.
You know what? I disagree with him, but I love having Silas on. You know, Bruce stops by here before he goes to lunch a lot of times. I love talking with them. I love, you know what? We need this newspaper. I may not always agree with them, but damn it, we need them. You know, you can't be a community without a newspaper.
No, I agree. I wouldn't want to live in a community without a newspaper.
No.
Lim's Cafe. 80 years this year.
You know, and he's been on this show so many times. You know, Lim's, you know, they had this little novelty shop that he sold adult things in.
The Big Dipper Cafe out in Shasta Lake City.
Yeah.
You drive past it on the way to the dam on the left-hand side. Yeah. That's a business that has been in business on and off for 75 years. And finally, my favorite burger joint, in downtown Reading, the Dam Burger. 75 years this year. And next week, they're going to have a really great special. Every day, there'll be something on the menu for 75 cents.
That's right. I think I saw
And a week that, yeah. from, I think a week from this Saturday, a week from tomorrow, the Dam Burger, which is a great burger, will be on sale for 75 cents. So get down to Danburger a week.
Like right now, right after the show. Get in line.
Yeah, yeah. Well, next week, go down there anytime because they're great folks and they've got a great product.
Best taco in town.
Well, I say Los Gordos, probably Tacos Al Pastor.
There you go. You took us down there one day.
Best Korean. The only Korean food in town. Zippy's Barbecue.
What is this?
Get the bibimbap. Get the bibimbap.
There you go. Mark, thanks a lot for coming by today.
Best Caesar salad.
Nello's.
Yes, made at the table.
Made at the table with anchovies.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Thanks a lot for being with us today. Hey, everybody, don't forget the parade tomorrow at 10 o'clock out at Shasta Lake, or City of Shasta Lake. Biggest parade. Hundreds of entries. You're going to have a great time. And we'll see you Monday. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned around.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The latest employment report caught the experts off guard. At 204,000, far more jobs were created last month than economists had been expecting. Mesirow Financial Chief Economist Diane Swank says that part of it has to do with stores boosting their payrolls.
Retailers hired at a little bit faster pace than they have been on trend, hiring up for the holiday season.
And it turns out that hiring in August and September was more robust than first thought. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Geneva now for talks focusing on Iran's nuclear program. And while he says that there has been some genuine progress,
I want to emphasize there is not an agreement at this point in time.
Kerry arrived from Tel Aviv following talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, where he tried to ease Israeli concerns about the Geneva talks. Israel is strongly critical of any deal that even slightly lifts sanctions.